Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts, talking beef exports after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer today, or visit safeguard.com. Safeguard is a registered trademark of Intervet Sharing Plow Animal Health or Affiliate. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Beef export numbers were great in 2010. Randy Block with Cattle Facts says they're even better thus far in 2011.
As I mentioned, year to date, these exports have been phenomenal. Japan, South Korea. South Korean foot and mouth disease put our exports of beef and pork, especially pork, into orbit. They had to put down over a third of their hog herd. They put down a significant number of their cattle. As a result of that disease, we were the beneficiary of that from an export standpoint. You need to understand how that drives those impacts. I know since 2003, as I've wandered around the country and I've had a chance to visit with groups like this, I don't think people really understood the impact of these exports. They're huge. It's not because they're only 10 or 12% of our total production that we're exporting. It's the stuff they take. It's the added value that we bring into the market. It's not just volume, it's added value on things that have very little value here in our marketplace. It's been phenomenal. And we're seeing that continue in here with this big spike in exports that we see. You can see, we anticipate when it's all said and done, our exports will end up being up 14 to 15%. That's a revision upward from what I gave you back on February 1. We had exports up 10%. With what we've gotten done here in the first quarter, I think we're going to end up being closer to 15%.
And Randy Block believes that overall, 2011 will be another record-breaking year.
This will be the biggest export year in the history of the U.S. cattle industry. The thing, though, you want to know is, are we competitive? Is the price in which we are marketing our animals, our beef, is it competitive on the global marketplace? Now, you got the Wagyu thing up there. You can kind of just take that off. And I want you to look at the EU steers, and I want you to come down. This is data as of March 23rd. When you see beef, U.S. fed steers at $1.84 and Brazil at $1.90, this is all in U.S. dollars, and you look at the EU at $2.05, what's it tell you? We are the highest quality beef provider in the globe. On the globe, we're still cheaper. We're still cheaper. And this is all comes back to currency. The impact of currencies in here, we're still cheaper than what it'll bring in Brazil or the EU.
Randy Block says, bottom line, we are price competitive in the global market. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, April 9th, it's the annual Griswold Cattle Company's Grass to Grid Bull Sale in Follett, Texas. Selling over 200 bulls featuring GCC genetics, including registered Angus, Sim-Angus, Simmental, and Maintainers. Also selling 40 commercial bred heifers carrying the service of GCC Angus bulls. The sale will be at the Jeff Borquin Sale Facility in Follett, Texas. For more information, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or visit their website at gcccattle.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.